I think one thing we tend to forget is that there is only one country that can solve Ukraine's problems, and that is Ukraine. The basic problem is that Ukraine is a deeply divided society. When I was ambassador to the Soviet Union, whenever I went to Ukraine, I always gave my speeches in Ukrainian language. I've been following things that happened in Ukraine since I was a high school student and did reporters on the role during the war. I know this country. And I also know that when they got independence, their borders were to some degree artificial. Crimea had only been added by Fayyad without consulting anybody in the 1950s. And so Ukraine, I went there to advise a group in the late 90s on national security from other former colleagues from our National Security Council. We were telling them how we organize our national security. The Ukrainians came back and said, look, you're talking about foreign policy. Let me show you what our problem is. And they showed us slides of the last election. Very evenly divided, almost entirely on the west on one side, and on the other side in the east and south. Now, and this is in every election. Also, they had a constitution which was not a federal constitution. It was unitary. A president who won maybe by just one percentage of the vote named every governor. And you know where the violence started after the Maidan? It started in the west by them taking over the governorships. The corrupt president that they got rid of would never have been elected if Crimea had not been part of Ukraine. There are a lot of issues here, a very deep history, and the basic problem is Ukraine. Yes, Russia has intervened, just as we take a very close interest in countries to us.
Yes, Ambassador, but we've run over the time.
The Ukrainians are going to have to solve it.
Right.
And our involvement tends to have a negative effect.
Yes, Ambassador. We're going to need to go to Mr. Ted Poe.